Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Love and Other Battles, written by Tess Woods and read by Wendy Boss. The glass sliding doors opened, and Jess walked into Sunrise Glades Aged Care. The smell of urine and disinfectant swamped her. She wiped her wet hands on her skirt, pulled her shoulders back, and put on her cheeriest smile.
Mrs. Stone, look at you, you're soaked!
Nurse Shreya rushed towards her.
Let me grab you a towel. Mr. Stone's had his shower and he's all ready and waiting for you. You're a gem. Thanks a million.
Jess gave her face and neck a quick pat.
Best not to keep him waiting then, had I?
She followed the long white tiled hallway and paused at the doorway of the room she'd tried so hard to make homely and warm. A patchwork quilt on the bed, photos on the dresser and a crocheted throw on the couch gave some semblance of family life, but still it was cold, soulless. Jess's husband of 47 years was seated behind a trolley table. Dressed in checked pajamas and slippers, he was looking down at the paper. His right heel bounced on and off the floor. Both hands trembled violently, slapping against the table, and his torso and head writhed continuously. Ignoring the heaviness in her chest, Jess called out,
"Good morning, love."
He looked up, expressionless.
"Look what the cat dragged in."
His drooping mouth and low-pitched mumble made him unintelligible to just about everyone, except her.
"Shut up. I slipped in a puddle and then your damn muffin rolled out of the basket and under a parked car. So it's all your fault that I'm drenched?"
He snorted a laugh and the tremor in his hands sped up. She pulled up a chair beside his, saw the newspaper headline and quickly flipped the page over.
"Hey, I was reading that."
His words came out slowly.
"It's not good for you. They want grandchildren of Anzacs to march before our vets in the parade."
"I know, love.